This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're warriors! I'm tired of getting pushed around! Kick your ass!
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Ain't nobody kick around the Warriors.
Well, not yet.
Hey,
you had Moody yesterday while I was out. How was he?
He was terrific.
Winner delivered.
He was terrific.
What's that?
I thought the connection was a little sketch, but he was great.
But you guys have been around him before.
No, I know he was great.
What do you mean the connection?
The sound.
Oh.
The sound. Could have been a little better.
I think it was Raymond's cell phone.
Oh, I thought it was, Motorola didn't work well.
Oh, boy, Ray.
Kelly Eiko coming up in 10 minutes.
I can't wait.
And he writes for The Athletic. He covers the Houston Rockets, and he had a great story today about what, if anything, the Rockets can do adjustment-wise. And it centers on Amen Thompson, and we'll get into that with him when he gets on here at 11.
Do you have a problem with me rewatching that game? I won't tell you how many times. And looking at the Rockets to where I feel like they let one get away because, Steiny, I felt like the pace of the game was that you couldn't draw it up perfect.
I don't know what the pace was of that game. Like, I know the score was low, but do you think it was a half-court game?
Yeah, it was supposed to muck it up. They went to the free throw line more than the Warriors, had six more free throw attempts, and you know what I mean? Like, they were supposed to – shout out Shane Goon, but they were supposed to goon it out, and I thought it kind of went that way.
By the way, let me correct myself right off the bat. Kelly Eiko.
Oh, Eiko.
Eiko of The Athletic. Thank you, Evan. I appreciate that. I got to push back on something that Big Smoothie said. This is kind of, sometimes I do have a little bit of a problem with this. Okay. Timberwolves win game one. Like, and then they get beat last night. The Warriors won game one. It's possible they could get beat tonight. It's within the realm of possibility. But when you say the Minnesota Timberwolves didn't show up, I got to tell you, I think that is so unbelievably wrong, and I'll tell you why. If you watch that game.
I watched it in its entirety.
How many tough shots does Luka make in the first 4 minutes? He banks in a three-pointer from straight away, and he makes two or three other plays that are just great Luka plays. The Minnesota Timberwolves were in foul trouble. And to me, when you're in foul trouble, that's over-aggressiveness. It's not showing up. It's the game was different than it was in game one.
Yeah.
But
what about the offensive side, their offense? Because kudos, the best shot maker, one of them in the game, Luka, tip your cap. But 15 first quarter points is what I think Smoothie was talking about.
If you've watched the Timberwolves, and I'm going to say it, get the drop ready, which I have, they are very inconsistent offensively. Mm-hmm. They just are. They just are. They got some three-point shooters who can, I mean, look, to me, last night's game's a perfect indication. They shot the, I almost said the S out of it. It's a phrase I used to always use. They shot the hell out of it in game one. They couldn't make a shot in game two.
How many assists if you think
zero.
Edwards had?
He had zero assists after nine in the first game. So what did Finch say? What he said, he got a little sticky with the ball.
I love that.
Okay. So he wasn't making as many plays, but I the idea of,
because they made it a game late, and that's all. I think people are like, if that version of them would have showed up in the first, maybe they win that game. But I'm with today's not the day, but we can bring them up because that's the next foe of the Golden State Warriors if they get out of this series, and I expect them to do that, and you do too. But Steiny, there's something going on in L.A. If you watch LeBron's body language about him playing Robin and him and Reeves waiting on Luka to do whatever he's going to do. It's not a good recipe for me. That's why I was petrified of the old Lakers with AD and clogging up that middle or whatnot. But, man, bring it on.
Let's go to Jackie. Jackie's in Palo Alto. Hey, Jackie, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, I actually called to talk about the Warriors, but I do want to add, I don't think the Lakers are necessarily better now. They're different now, but I don't think they're better now. So that's, I just want to say
that.
No,
I got you. All right.
The Warriors, I know they're the seven seed because that's what it says on the paper. We're not a seven seed, man. We're a one or two seed. We dug ourselves a hole for two thirds of the season. Do you think we would have lost 30 games if Jimmy had been here since the beginning? No. So we're really a one or two seed fighting another two seed. I just get so tired of, the Warriors are a seven seed. The hell they are. That's it. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're, 25-8 since Butler got here, so they're a much, much better team. Now, the one thing I will push back on just a little bit, if Jimmy were here the whole year, I don't think this is a 60-win team with Jimmy Butler. And the reason I don't is because, and maybe we'll find out next year, but let's say the Warriors are really good next year at the start of the season with Butler. They start 20-9.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, they're going to start to manage the season. You know what I mean? They couldn't manage this season. They got behind. They got to 25-26, and Butler got here. And then they had to get moving right away.
Yeah.
But I do think if they establish something early next year with Butler and Draymond and Steph,
they'd pace themselves a little more.
Yes, and then they'll kind of wait till the end, and they'll look at the standings, and they'll say, "Oh, we're at five. Yeah. We can definitely get to four to get the home court,
or even three, like they did in 2022.
Exactly.
Top three seed.
Exactly.
But I get what he's saying, and I kind of just said it to you, Steiny. I get the numbers are what they are, and we know this season's been a metamorphosis or whatnot, but man, I hate I'm going into this game this confident, and the Warriors are going to, handle their business, but I can't wait to have our guest on just to see how the Rockets are feeling.
Yeah, and the other thing is the Warriors they're not a traditional seven seed.
Well, especially.
But I'm not, I got to wait on the Rockets being the worst two seed in history also. Like, that's kind of what I mean. I can look at the Warriors objectively and say, well, they're a better team with Jimmy Butler. So, yeah, they're probably not a seven. I don't want to get into a fight over whether they're one, two, three, or four. But, right, they're a hell of a seven seed. There's no doubt. But I don't know that the Rockets are a terrible four seed after one game. That's all I'm saying. I know they're inexperienced. And that's not going to go away. There we go. By the way, Kelly Eco coming up in 5 minutes. He writes for The Athletic, covers the Houston Rockets, and he is down in Houston. We're going to talk to him about the way Houston's feeling. If they feel like they can still, what do you mean? See, I hate that. I fall into the trap too. See if Houston can still. It's like they lost one game. Can still what, Steiny? See if the Rockets are confident in game two. That's the way to say it.
But you can be confident all day or not. Can they win the game?
But what I'm saying is I hate even leaning into, could the Rockets possibly get back into the series? They're in the series. They're down 1-0. Not a series.
And to their credit.
It's not a series until somebody wins on the road. Oh, never mind. Let's go to Carlito in Alameda. What's up, Carlito?
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, baby?
Listen, I'm thrilled for the Warriors. I'm just going to say this. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. I love Pods. The kid is doing good, but he gets a little tight late in games. That's something Jordan Poole did not have. He was a killer. That's something that he's got to work on. Thank you, guys.
Now, let me ask both you guys this.
Yeah.
Do you think Pods gets tight, or does he get loose?
I don't think he gets tight.
Yeah, I'm going to go loose before I go tight.
I think he's overconfident.
And what about, again, another one? We kind of seen it, Stoney, what, in a playoff game where he just has so much energy, goes up there to on a missed shot to tap it to Draymond. Like those play, was in the crunch time. That was a big play.
Big play.
Man, my man called him tight. Don't put that jacket on him yet.
It's funny because
he said
most
tight.
People think Pods might be a little too aggressive.
Well, he's cocky. That's half the battle. I just can't get over real quick.
What's that?
Highly favored. The only time I ever used that was when I'm gambling. But now, Evan, highly favored, baby. Got a new meaning. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a religious thing.
Highly favored.
I'm looking.
So you have a podcast. Really want to make money with it, then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
The boys had Steve Kerr on yesterday. It was great.
Yeah, I listened to it coming in.
I listened to it all, too. Yeah, they interviewed Steve Kerr yesterday. And I'm kidding. It was great, as always. Kerr on, massive change is coming.
I would say most coaches wait until after two games to make a major adjustment, whether it's a rotational addition or a scheme change. I don't expect, massive changes from Ime. They know who they are as a team. They've had a great year. They have a real identity. And so we kind of know, they're going to be physical, they're going to defend, and they're going to rebound. And I don't think too much will change from that philosophy.
Now, Gu, you weren't here yesterday.
Talk to him.
But the one thing I did say, we were talking about adjustments and what can the Rockets really do. And I thought to myself, well, why would they really make any adjustments? They shot terribly. They played 82 games this year, and they won 52. They played a certain style, and they played their very first playoff game, and they didn't perform well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't throw away your identity after one loss.
And
they'll just try to amp everything up.
No doubt. And speaking of amped, what if I told you, Stoney, that I do give them kudos for getting that game back to a three-point game?
Good point. Yeah, sure.
Again, that doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of you're down 0-1. But what about some of the turnovers? I felt like they were youngster turnovers. Stoney, you talked about
the Rockets.
The Rockets,
they
just
were
a bad bounce pass. Knowing you wouldn't do that 9 out of 10 times, but maybe the pressure got to them. But some of those turnovers, they were in the lane, and the goal is right there. The hoop is right there, and they just lost it. And kudos to the Warriors for slapping and stripping at the ball. But those are the type of things that they kind of shot them in the foot over and over again.
And
I thought,
again,
16 turnovers, Stoney.
And that's why I can't, I expect the Rockets to essentially do the same thing. They're just going to play harder, I feel like. And again, I don't think we can understate this enough. The important players on the Rockets, Şengün, Green, Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith Jr., they're all playing their first playoff game.
Yeah.
So when you say, Stoney, they made some young turnovers, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Can, by the way, do we all understand now, or do you agree with, hey, the playoffs are different?
Oh,
like it's incredible.
I love it. And I do too. I feel like it's always been like that, Stani. So when you brought up that nuggy nug about the refs are letting it go, again, not to talk about the rest of the league, but watch what's going on. It feels like a Western Conference Finals when I'm watching the Clippers in Denver play through that contact. And I think I like it. I know I like it.
Well, I'm watching the Lakers, again, Lakers T-Wolves last night, and you know, Edwards gets to the rim, and he can't finish, and it looks like there's a lot of traffic in there, and it feels like they call that in the regular season. But they didn't.
Yeah.
But similarly, you know, Luka's got a guy on his side, and he's shouldering and faking and looking for contact and getting a little, but he's not getting that call as much anymore. Mm. So I think it's definitely a league-wide type of thing where they're going to let them play more in the postseason, and the teams that can adjust to it are going to be the ones probably that that come out on top.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. One takeaway, you're going to call me crazy, Stani, but if I was Udoka, I would try to implement a little more zone. And the reason you say, why would you do that when a team has the likes of Steph Curry? When I analyze and look at the Warriors, I don't feel like without Klay Thompson, I'm not afraid of their outside shooting. But then it becomes Dr. Phil, a Dr. Phil game. Okay, you're so good at shooting. We know that, Steph. All right, let's see you do it uncontested or lightweight contested. Jimmy Butler, we're going to pack the paint. Okay, we know you don't like to shoot threes, but you know what I mean? Like just do something different if you're the Rockets, because the Warriors' action when Steph Curry gets like Walter Payton or McCaffrey and those back cuts, like Stani, you talked about it. The three-pointers are like four-pointers the way he hits them. But even those, when they just, whoever it is, Dre or Jimmy Butler waiting for Steph to do what he does, come, it's like those are, to me, demoralizing. And well, in a zone, you kind of could take that away at different times, not the whole game, obviously, Stani, and be like, you know what, tip of the cap, you made it. Because we talked about it. I don't know how confident I am in the Warriors shooting as a whole, but Houston, I don't feel like did a lot of that in game one of, now Curry missed his first three and then figured it out. I'm going to go to the basket the next five or seven shots. But I'm just thinking like Udoka, do what they did to you, because the Warriors went zone at times against the Rockets.
Well, here's what I would say to that. And I'm not saying you're wrong or they shouldn't switch up defenses. But again, the Rockets are at their best when they play man-to-man defense. And a lot of times you go to zone to protect maybe foul trouble, or you use it when you're fatigued. And I just have a feeling, I may be wrong, but I got to believe Udoka does not want to go to zone because, you know, zones can make you a little passive defensively. Mm. Like you start thinking about, well, I just have to guard an area rather than a man. And it just changes your aggressive approach. And since they have such an aggressive approach on defense, I wonder if he really wants to go play zone or you know. And then the problem with zone is you better know where Steph is, and it's a young team. And maybe if they didn't play a lot of zone in the regular season, we can ask Kelly Eco that one when we finally get him. He's probably a shoot-around right now. I wonder how much zone they played during the regular season, but if they didn't play a lot of it, zones can be terrible if you don't practice them also. Gotcha. But, you know, switching up the defense is...
Because the Warriors did it. They threw everything at them. I felt like they threw everything at them but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, no, the Warriors did, but, you know, like that's... Like the Warriors can do that because they're so experienced they're kind of tied together. And the Rockets are still a young team getting to know each other. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're efforting Kelly Eco of The Athletic. He covers the Houston Rockets, and obviously the Rockets and Warriors are shooting around today, so he's probably got other duties. So we'll get him at some point in the show, but it doesn't look like it's going to be right now. So right now would be a great place to jump in and join the conversation about the Golden State Warriors and game two tonight in Houston. You can hear it all right here on 95.7 The Game at 6:30.
Yeah.
Kind of talking about what kind of game favors the Warriors, what kind of game favors the Rockets, and I am a little confused. Do you want an up, if you're the Warriors, you want to play up-tempo against the Rockets?
No. Because I believe that's where those thoroughbreds, as I call them, Stani, that they're not thinking.
Okay.
You don't have them in that half court. You know, they're using all their length, speed, jumping ability. It's open gym. And that's what I think, that's where they play best. That's where they show best, the Rockets. That's me.
See, I think the Warriors, believe it or not, can play anyway against this particular team. Because to me...
I can't wait to hear the because.
To me, even if it's up and down, yes, that favors athletes and it favors the Rockets tangibly on the court. But the Warriors are still a better decision-making team.
Man, that's real, man.
What I'm saying is, I don't know what's best for the Rockets. I do know they'd probably like to avoid playing in the half court as much as possible.
Man.
So that means they've got to turn the Warriors over. So if they turn the Warriors over, then the game's probably going to get a little faster. But that's something the Warriors can control if they take care of the ball. Yeah. And I feel like largely they did that in the first game.
No doubt, Stoudy. What? How many turnovers the first game?
10 or 11?
11.
Yeah. 11. Let's go to Cade in San Francisco. Hey, Cade, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, man?
Doing well, thanks.
All right, so I'm with you on this one. If they apply pressure, it's going to affect our offense, and we will figure out our offense. No problem. But them being physical is going to make us also physical, and we are going to be defensively physical, and we'll have a lot of on-ball pressure. And so they are going to suffer. So unless they shoot, they're not going to win. They can apply as much pressure as they want. Unless they shoot, they're not going to win.
Appreciate the call. I kind of agree with you. Man. Like the way I look at it, and when I say physicality, I'm talking about everything. Perimeter, inside, outside, everything. If I were to say to you, who's the best inside player in this series?
Şengün.
No doubt. Well, guess what?
At 26.
Physicality works in your favor against Şengün.
Right. Gotcha.
Especially with Draymond Green.
No doubt.
So, you know, this is it may hurt Steph Curry a little bit, but it's going to help Draymond Green on the other end. And, you know, the other thing about letting them play is, you're not getting to the line as much, but neither are they, and you ain't getting into foul trouble if they're letting them play. So if they're letting them play, I think that's good news for guys like Draymond Green and, anybody else who's like a Guy Santos. He doesn't play enough to foul out
even
anyway.
Even Jimmy, though. Like,
I mean. Exactly.
Jimmy Butler. Curry, for that matter.
Jimmy Butler.
You talked about him amping up that physique, Stani. He does not. And he talked about it the other day. He does not. I forget who he was talking to, but he just talked about he has to do his part on defense. And for the most part, you know, outside of the Clippers and, you know, you got guys like Kawhi. We ain't talked about him, but Kawhi and Harden, you know, it is what
Evan
it is.
And I talked about him
yesterday. Okay, but man, it's incredible.
On our thread.
Yes.
He's unreal. He's unreal.
Well, I'm out.
What are you out about?
He sided your thread.
Oh.
Personal thread.
Go ahead. He took a shot at us yesterday.
That's right.
I'm in the hospital thinking about it.
By the way, I got to tell you something.
I said, go text E on your personal thread.
Get out of here.
But
I got one with Spadoni, so there it is.
You know, I'm going to drop off those,
Spadoni,
I think.
Yeah, dude.
And I'll tell you why. Is the Wolves were down 18. Oh, no, the Wolves, I guess, were
down. They got it to 13 when I
texted. They got it to 11.
All right, 11. All right.
And Goose says what I always say after a Wolves win, Wolves howling. And I look up and I'm like, I text Goo, they're down 18. Right. And he texted back, they got it to 11.
Yeah.
But then you know what you said?
Yeah, I do. You said, and it felt vigorous.
You said, F off. And I felt like, wait a minute. Now that's...
I don't need you in my life.
I felt like we went from playful to angry.
Yeah, but it's just...
And then what did I do? Then I texted back something very conciliatory.
Yeah, you did.
Because that's who I am.
And I had a long day dealing with the missus.
That's what I figured.
But no, when I read your text, I see your face. And you're, you know, you're just
Wolves howling, Steiny.
It's just
it's 55-37.
Well, I texted game one, Wolves are howling when they're up 20, and you're like mad at me.
Wolves don't howl during the game. Never. The Wolves wait until the final horn to ever do their howling.
Oh.
That's my pack, and that's what we do as Wolves.
Oh,
all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm asking Warrior fans about the idea of the officiating, allowing physicality, allowing them to, quote, let them play. And I'm just questioning whether I don't necessarily think that puts the Warriors at a disadvantage. In fact, I think in some cases it'll help the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament, which is on Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by Atco Pest Control. I'll be there along with Guru, and we'll be broadcasting 10 to 2. If you want to play, go to 957thegame.com and click on the events tab to sign up. All proceeds will benefit the North Bay Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. What's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Steiny, you're off, bro. Way off.
Steiny, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, then Steiny signed the contract. You're a grown-ass man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Game two tonight at 6:30, Warriors-Rockets. What if I told you on Sunday, at about 6:28, you know, I have my notepad
okay.
ready for tip-off.
This is Easter.
Yeah. And at the very top, I wrote, Steiny, you're excited.
I love it. It's and no
thought,
time,
you know,
yeah.
I kind of am. It's that time of year where you look forward to the games.
Yeah.
It's like ordinarily, it's hump day, Wednesday. What are we doing? We're doing nothing except getting to Thursday.
No, no doubt about it.
But tonight is 6:30. 6:30 carries us through to Thursday. Then we get in here Thursday, and we all worry that it's 1-1. And everybody who was so confident now has to put their tail between their legs at least for a day or two. Then we come Friday. It's just so...
Yeah. Then we got the Agape Golf Tournament Monday, which will be game day, but right. We'll be responding or reviewing what happened game three Saturday night.
Now, I'm telling you this because he corrected me. Apparently, it's Agape.
Oh.
Right? Because I pronounced it wrong.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I think it's Agape.
Oh. Well, then, I thought...
I'm going to die on that hill.
Five.
That's for my lady.
That's a good one.
That's for
a good
my girl.
One. Anyway, get to the golf tournament at Stone Tree.
So, have you been watching every series or
not every series?
Okay.
I like to lock in on two, maybe three, and obviously the Wolves Lakers is one. Like, don't ask me to watch. I can't watch the Knicks.
Okay,
Detroit. I can't watch.
Dude, that's 1-1. Cade Cunningham, Stoney. He might be next.
I mean. My main man, Tom Thibodeau, saying Jalen Brunson needs to get more foul calls. I mean, Tommy, can you hear me?
Well, he's giving him every
That's
opportunity.
That's from the movie Tommy.
From playing 48 minutes.
Cat had 10 points.
How's that possible?
With little cats guarding him.
Playoffs.
It's like Larry Bird in the 81 finals.
Yeah. Maybe that's why Minnesota traded you.
You weren't here
I know
yesterday,
it was one
Gil.
Game. Oh, I missed.
Yeah.
What did I miss? Some bird slander?
Yes.
We got down to the bottom of a few things.
Yikes. You hate to see it.
You do. You really do, Goo. Let's 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, the playoffs are a little different. They don't call as many fouls. The games are a little less scoring. I think we can all acknowledge that. The pace is a little bit slower. And I'm here to tell you that all those things combined, They are not a disadvantage for the Golden State Warriors. The best teams can adjust to any condition, and with Butler, Curry, Green, I think they'll be just fine. Let's go to Fernando in San Jose.
Nando.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, hey. Fernando, how are you?
Good, my friend, good. I just want to call in, dog. As far as the referee being too soft or whatever, compared to back in the days when Lambeer and Mahorn and Sheldon then used to play, when you came in the paint, you got checked.
You
and
did.
Most of the time, you'd walk out of the paint with a bloody nose and stuff like that. And LeBron is soft, bro. LeBron is soft.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call, Fernando.
Yeah. I just, again, it's not, we ain't in L.A., Spadoni says, hey, I'm just telling you, I'm looking at you dead in the face. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Luka and Bron are going to be teammates next year. That's just, I'll just put that, and you do with that what you will.
Who's leaving?
I don't know, but I think my spidey senses are, it's going to take the Warriors, if the Lakers get past Minnesota, to embarrass them, and they will. And Luka will be exposed. I'm telling you, Steiny, I loved Luka in Dallas, but it was built around that. He is just dribble, dribble, dribble. Don't even look at LeBron half the time. Reeves is like, dude, can I get off? Can I get start? Oh, you're going to do all money ain't good money, partner, and I'll leave it at that. All money ain't good money. The Luka experience, Steiny, I'm telling you, bud.
You're not really doing this, are you?
I'm just – that's put that in the cap for me.
Oh, my God.
Put that in the cap.
I won't put it in the cap because it's already in the cap.
He deserved it.
What happened?
You are a piece of work.
Now, hold on.
You are a piece of work.
Now, I'm going to have to stand up for myself. Now, it's gone too far. If you tell me somebody has said that, then what are you looking at?
I texted last night on the thread. I'm not convinced LeBron and Luka will be teammates next year. You texted back.
Well,
Steiny, I kind of see it.
Evan, what do I do here, man? I'm just telling you, I don't read every text, but that hit me because that's how I've been feeling.
Okay.
You said, dude, I feel that.
Yeah. And I'm just telling you this, Steiny.
I wrote, I'm not convinced. LeBron, I'm not doing this. That's fine.
Okay, but let me just do this.
No, because
honestly.
I did put it on the
So only first. Norm could call this show and know that we've talked about LeBron. He needs the ball in his hands. And it's been like this for about a month and a half, how I'm feeling. But now, Steiny, I think it's killing the Lakers. So I'll leave that there. So when you said that, I'm not an me first guy.
And
no,
I am.
I'm not. Quit calling me Ricky Henderson.
Well, you know,
I'm not stealing.
You know I am me first. So I, you know, it's like I am me first.
So I got the text thread with my dad to tell you that's been a discussion of ours for months.
Nah, I don't think so.
No, come on, man.
Norm.
So I would just steal that and act like you didn't text that. I'm not that guy.
You just were. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Richard in Alameda. Hey, Richard. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, game well, day.
Hey, it's slightly cloudy. But I just wanted to say, I hear a lot of confidence coming out of the Warriors organization, players, coaches. I hear it coming out of the fans. I even hear it coming out of you guys. But right now, I think Vegas has Houston up. And the question I have to ask is, and Steiny, I think you kind of alluded to it just a little bit earlier, if the Warriors lose tonight, what did the Rockets do and the Warriors not do? And what does that portend for the rest of this series, as well as your confidence in the Warriors in this series?
I mean, Houston's got to win tonight, I feel like, to stay attached in the series. I mean,
but he's asking how. What would they have to do?
I think they just have to play better and shoot better.
To come in.
Oh, God, that's, yeah.
They got to come in.
Dude, Evan, you need to break.
But, no, I mean, it's not rocket science. The Rockets don't want to go back to San Francisco having lost two home games. So, you know, they win this game tonight, if they can win this game, and I guess I understand they're favored.
That is wild, man. I'm feeling like the Heat Friday. Remember how do you know how that, you know how that worked out for your boy? Like, you just said it, and I get it because it was there. But he asked you, the caller, you know how you learn how to do a new dance. You learn how to You don't learn how to shoot overnight, Steinie. You just don't.
No, but and Houston's can shoot Achilles better hit. One night to another. Yeah.
But it's got to be a lot better. They're backcourt.
Yeah. See, and I don't usually do this, but Curry made some unbelievable. Well, he's always going to do that, Steinie.
No, I give you that.
I don't know if he can he can make the shots with the difficulty. And so I hate to.
I give you that.
It's 4 3-point shots. It's 2 they make, and it's 2 more the Warriors miss, and they're not a good shooting team, and over the course of the series,
they got to do that to win 4. Just think about that.
All right.
You know what I mean? So, I just can't believe their favor.
Well, maybe one game, they get out, and it's up and down, and you look, and they have 42 points in the paint. Because they have 20 fast break points and 20 second chance points.
Yeah,
you know that they can. There's a few ways to skin a cat.
Let me read this to you, and I want your honest answer because I think I know it from our guy Austin in San Jose. If Steph doesn't make those incredible shots, Dubs lose. Do you feel like I get that, and there's some, but I just can't tell you if those certain shots would have went in. They would have got it a different way.
Well, this is where you got to be careful. I thought he made
some daggers, man.
I mean, look, we've watched the guy for 16 years. We've seen him make unbelievable shots. Of course he can do it. But I think what Austin's getting to, you can never assume it. You can assume that if Steph Curry gets 10 open threes, he's probably going to make at least, and I'm going to go way conservative, at least 4 to make it worthwhile, and he's probably going to make more. Mm. When he takes a contested shot, maybe he only makes 3. But when he's taking shots like that, I said it yesterday. Yeah, if he makes shots like that, Austin, they're going to win the series. Mm. Like, I do believe that.
And they needed every one. They needed every one of those.
Exactly. Let's go to Jay in San Francisco. Hey, Jay, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, you guys are awesome. I love your show, by the way. You guys are hilarious.
Hey, thanks, man.
Next question.
Hey, so, you know what's funny is everyone's talking about the Warriors. We're going to win. I mean, I've watched every Warriors game. Just I'm a huge Warriors fan. I mean, I remember, Mike Dunleavy, and he was pulling for us, all that stuff. But there was a scary portion of that first Rockets game, a very scary portion. And that portion was Steven Adams in the game. He was killing us in the rebounds, absolutely crushing us. Now, if the Rockets can sustain any more of that in game 2, any more, maybe even 1/4, 2, 10 minutes, whatever, we're in big trouble. I mean, we're older, we're smaller. Yeah, we have Steph, we have the brains, but and that only goes so far. So, that rebounding frenzy that they have, they're going to double down on that, in my opinion. That's a scary place for us as a team.
Good stuff, Jay. I just wonder how many minutes Adams can
and
play.
Go ahead, because you said goo when I said, why wasn't he in there more? This is not 2016, the OKC version of him. But, Steinie, if you could squeeze maybe 7 to 8 more minutes out of him, because Udoka's he now has to know, you're a force.
But what's Steven Adams' strength? Now, if you want to say he'll help our offense because he'll get us second shots, okay, I'll give you 6 extra possessions. But he doesn't help your offense.
Well, I was looking towards more of the defense. Well, and he helps the offense because they had 6 more shots on goal.
No, I'm saying that. But as far as a scorer, he is not a scorer.
No, not at all.
And so,
but he plugs up the middle.
But that's my point. It's like if you can't score, having one more non-scorer on the floor it'll be a monster problem if he doesn't offensive rebound.
And I'll say this to the caller's point, and I don't want to use the first quarter as a microcosm for the game, but I got to tell you, Stani, I really thought Houston was, they had missed a moment for that first quarter to go the way that it did. Had they shot better, they would have been up more than 3 points. And again, I bring up the first quarter and say microcosm because that was kind of the theme of the whole game. You had opportunities, but yet you couldn't cash in. I honestly thought that lead in the first quarter, had they not missed everything, going to the rack, shooting, Stani, they could have been up 10. You still got to go win the game, right? But that's just showing you early on, are you going to be able to take advantage of what you do, Rockets, on the defensive end and cash those chips?
They're not a good scoring team.
Yeah, man.
That's not a secret. So it's hard for them to go on an extended run, though they have an ability to do it because they can get a lot of stops in a row. But they're not like the Warriors who, in the span of five possessions, score four times and three of them are threes by Curry.
Man.
And, you know, that's the other thing against the Rockets. If they go bone dry, I mean, a 7-0 run hurts them. If the scores are going to be low, I mean, a 7-0 run or a 9-0 run by the Warriors, it's like a 15-0 run in a regular game. Here's why I'm not, you know, here's why I got to watch game two, see what happens. I'm looking at the games this year. They've played now six times. The Warriors won four. First game, overtime. Warriors win 127-121. That's the game where the Warriors came back from 30?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, the Rockets came back from 30, right?
Yeah, no Curry that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, the Rockets came back from 30 against the Warriors. Okay. So, just put that into the equation. All right, next game. 91-90 Rockets. Tough, hard-fought game. Rockets win. What's the next game? The next game is
right before All-Star break.
Okay, and that was the game. It was an outlier, but the Warriors won solid, right? They won that game very solid.
Houston came back and got it to four, but okay,
right.
They lost.
Then we had the game here at Chase where the Rockets played terrific. They won by 13. I'm forgetting the game, but what I'm getting at is, you know, the Warriors had a 23-point lead against the Rockets. Rockets came back from 23 to cut it to three. I mean, you know how I feel about leads. I think they're going to evaporate in the playoffs. All I'm getting at is the Warriors have not dominated the Houston Rockets. They've had great stretches for sure, but they haven't dominated them. And so that's why I'm a little reluctant to say, to start talking about a sweep and to start talking about the Rockets are done. That's all.
Yeah, and I'll put respect on the Rockets' name, but like you said, any team, Stani, for that matter, if scoring is an issue, you're going to have more than just a hell of a problem trying to win 4 of 7 against this Warrior team.
The reason I think the Warriors are going to win this series is because I think on paper and obviously, the Warriors are a better basketball team.
Right.
You know, when I look at the Timberwolves and the Lakers, I don't know really who the better basketball team is. But I think we can all agree, basketball-wise, the Warriors are a better team than the Rockets right now.
I echo that. That's why I picked them in five.
Yeah. By the way, are you serious? You watched a lot of TV last night?
Yeah, man, all day. Okay. I told you where I was at.
You watch the TNT stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm not in. It's gone too far.
The Guru, this is why I love you.
No, seriously.
Now, you know what?
And you know I like to laugh and joke.
I have it written down, but clearly you feel it too.
Is that where we're at?
So you take it.
Listen.
I'm with you.
Ernie, and I think Ernie was embarrassed, and he's probably years past embarrassed. I love it, and I love me some Shaq, Barkley, and Kenny. But if it's the internet, I feel like controlling what's now coming through the idiot box, and that's the TV, Stani. Okay, he walked off. He had to go number two, but how sophomoric is that? Right. And then they bring back the porta potty to bring it back to life again. And I'm like, guys, I got a remote in my hand. If I wanted that type of humor, I could go Alfred E. Newman, Madman. I don't, what is going on? So I switched to NBA TV for Mr. Guru's Gripes. I love to laugh, Steiny. I had to switch to that to give me some serious basketball talk. I think they've killed Kenny Smith on that show. He can't even get his stuff, his takes off anymore because everything is a shtick. And those are my guys. And I like to laugh with the best of them.
No, you do.
But to walk off Shaq.
So, Evan.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Evan was. Well,
Evan,
hold on.
On a private thread between. I didn't reply, Evan, because I was like, I don't know. We don't have a private thread. Don't do it now. You got your private thread with Steiny. Anyway.
Evan was at the Giants game last night with his father. They had a great time.
Well, so boy, I saw a lot of runs.
I don't know if Evan saw the TNT show, but clearly saw it from a day or two ago when Shaq left the set to go to the men's room.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, all last night, it was bathroom humor.
You
know that I like that, though. Like the Grand Central Station here at the office. Like, that stuff's funny.
But never on air.
It's not.
We talk about it.
It's funny when it's clever. They're not. They weren't being clever.
That's all, Steiny.
They were just like, okay, you got to go to the bathroom, and to milk two shows out of it.
Oh man,
I'm glad, Guru, you're on my side.
Carlos Vito saying, guys, you sound like two grumpy old men. That was hilarious. Maybe the first part, Steiny, day one.
I agree.
But to resurrected? I'm like, what are we doing? Like,
did you really want them to spend an hour breaking down a 20-point blowout from the Thunder?
Oh,
or the
man.
Fact that Minnesota apparently couldn't hit a shot? Or the series that was over before it evidently began in Milwaukee?
It's better than boo-boo, Evan! It's boo-boo!
I just thought it was a little too much.
Guy has to use the restroom.
It's overdone now. Yeah. Like, if they do this for the rest of the playoffs... I don't know.
Steiny, they were taking hockey shots at the end of the game, or the end of the show.
What do you mean?
Like, the end of the show, I don't know. We came back late, we threw on the post-game show. It's caught a little bit of the bathroom humor.
Yeah, but, oh, boy.
But to promote the NHL playoffs of the Stanley Cup, Shaq was in the goal trying to block the other three guys shooting pucks.
That's different. Like, that's funny. That's cool.
But it's not basketball.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's not the non-basketball. It's the subject non-basketball that you dwelled on.
Yeah. I got funny bones. But I just was... That hurt me, Steiny.
Oh, God.
I'm like, it's the playoffs.
Now, this is a great one to have goo on your side. No doubt on this one.
I was lightweight like, damn. Not they're running out of material, but is that what it's come to?
Pull my finger, Evan.
Yeah,
pull it.
And then pull my finger? Is that your kind of humor?
Steiny. And then I thought they dropped the ball, so if we're going to go down the Benny Hill route, let's hear Shaq in the restroom. You know what I mean? And they didn't go that far, but maybe that's part three. That's my show, but Steiny, I was out, man.
I guess I might catch some
bathroom jokes on the post game tonight.
Yeah. And Melly on the YouTube chat, Rockets or Dookie.
Now I won't.
It's whatever you want now. But, Steiny, that bothers your boy.
Good. I'm glad. You and I have something in common. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game two tonight, Rockets and Warriors from Houston. You can catch all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. Tip-off 6:30. Evan Giddings and Grandy.
Yeah.
On pregame live at
Batman and Batman.
At 5:30. 5:30.
I think it's Willard and Dibbs doing the pregame.
Willard and Dibbs.
That's my quarterback.
Willard and Dibbs. All right, Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. You ready to unload on me?